The top floor gallery, with the original Latin title of Museum Ashmoleanum painted over the entrance, is where the Tradescant and Ashmolean collections were displayed when they first came to Oxford, and the building was opened in 1683. Visitors were conducted up the stairs and, having paid an admission fee of sixpence, were taken round the collection by the custodian, or sub custos. A German visitor in 1710 was not impressed by their behaviour. "The people impetuously handle everything in the usual English fashion. Even the women are allowed up here for sixpence. They run here and there, grabbing at everything and taking no rebuff from the sub custos." Much of the display was of natural history, and some of the original objects can be seen in the showcase to the left of the exit door. Today, this gallery contains some of the most famous parts of the collection of the Museum of the History of Science, which is best known for its early mathematical instruments. These are not confined to what we might think of as mathematical instruments, such as tools for drawing and calculating, but extend into astronomy, surveying, navigation, and even warfare. The central showcases deal with types of instruments, sundials, astrolabes, spheres and quadrants, and with the tasks they performed. The showcases around the walls deal with the periods and places where they were made and used, and with their makers and owners.